This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The author Susan Isaacs has written a few books, 13 to be exact, 12 of them bestsellers. A few have been turned into popular films, like Compromising Positions or Shining Through. The women who inhabit Isaacs' books are smart, sexy, a little snarky, and filled with some serious chutzpah. Susan Isaacs' latest novel is called Goldberg Variations. She spoke to us from our New York bureau and described the gutsy, hard-edged woman at the center of the book.
She is Gloria Garrison, née Goldberg. What drives her is plain old ambition, a good business sense. She really had a vision of doing realistic things to ordinary women in small cities where there was no fashion. But she's not a good-hearted feminist. She's actually she's a bad-hearted feminist who has, not only is she estranged from her family, but her business colleague who is going to take over the company, Gloria is now 79, she so hurt him and insulted him that he's out of the picture. So it kind of becomes a comic inversion of King Lear, where she has this multi-million-dollar kingdom, except nobody wants it.
That's the rub, essentially. She invites these three grandchildren.
Right.
She intends to give this kingdom to them, and they're kind of not so into it.
Exactly.
Is there something liberating about writing a character like that?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so when she first came to me, here was this woman with terribly chic with hollow cheekbones, and I said, I don't want to deal with her. I'm not telling her story.
What do you mean she just came to you? You just got kind of an image.
Well,
of this person.
I was actually listening to Bach's Goldberg Variations.
Ah,
and I thought, gee,
the title of the book.
Wouldn't that be a great title? And by the end of it, of course, you know, I just realized I was stuck with it. Then what happens in all my fiction is that a character comes to me. I don't necessarily have to like that character, but I have to find the character interesting and intriguing. And Gloria, I really had to look for good in her.
There is a lot in this book about a person's physical appearance. I mean, as we've mentioned, Gloria owns this makeover business. She does makeovers for women. And she makes the case that women, and men for that matter, don't pay nearly enough attention to their outward appearance. And I read this and still came away wondering where you come down. Where does Susan Isaacs stand on this personally? Is this kind of a frivolous notion to be so preoccupied with one's physical appearance, or is Gloria right?
I think Gloria is right to the extent that if you pay a little attention to your appearance, it shows not only an engagement with yourself, but a desire to present yourself nicely and, in a sense, as a courtesy to the outside world. But I confess that I was also watching these makeover shows, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, or makeover of houses, to recreate something, to make it better or improve. It's really such an American tendency, that urge to say, I can do this better.
It's hard not to see your body of work as particularly feminist. I mean, these are a lot of very likable suburban matrons. Mm-hmm. The women are often smarter than the men they're around. They're making lives and careers for themselves. Do you think of these women as role models for women in the real world? Or is that too lofty?
That's too lofty because it's not that I'm apolitical. I used to, in my youth, I was a freelance political speechwriter, which taught me a lot about writing fiction, I must add. But I came out of an era of the early feminist novels where women went through a grand thrash against usually a lout of a husband, and they wound up having an affair as a way of breaking out. Well, this is fine, but then what? I was blessed, even growing up in the 50s, with a father who, when I said, I want to be an airline stewardess, he said, why not the pilot?
Really?
So, he was an amazing guy. But I always wanted women to want something for themselves beyond all the womanly things.
So do you think this has changed in literature? I mean, are you seeing more assertive women instead of the woman who saw escape from stagnation or misery as being, you know, you have to have an affair to get out of that? Are you seeing changes? Are assertive women gaining ground on the page or on the screen even?
Actually, I wrote a book in 1999, my one work of nonfiction, called Brave Dames and Wimpettes, what women are really doing on page and screen. And there I said, no, that the Jane Eyres, that the Mary Tyler Moores, that the strong women that we used to know have disappeared, and you have women who, if they are strong, they're strong on behalf of defending their families, or they never seem to want anything that's beyond the traditional roles of women. You know, I wanted them, my women, to fight for something beyond themselves. So what I want to do is just take an ordinary woman, whether she's a CEO or a housewife, but someone who has talent within an area, and then give them an extraordinary circumstance or two.
Did you always want to write novels?
No, I wanted to be a cowgirl.
A cowgirl? A flight, yes. A stewardess and a cowgirl?
Yes, well, first the cowgirl. But, you know, it was pointed out to me that growing up in Brooklyn, there wasn't much opportunity. So
For cowgirlery.
But, you know, then I was blessed to be living and coming of age in the 60s when the women's movement happened. And I didn't have the self-confidence to say, oh, I can write a novel. I mean, novels were written by thin women like Joyce Carol Oates and Virginia Woolf. But I could at least aspire to be a Semitic Agatha Christie.
You talked about Gloria as having this passion for work. As we said, this is your 13th novel.
Right.
Do you share that with that character, that passion for work?
Yes. I really, there are days where I lose track of time, of place, of everything else, because I've been transported to another universe. And that's such a wonderful trip.
I wonder if there's a part of you that still longs to be a cowgirl. Can we anticipate some kind of cowgirl character in an upcoming Susan Isaacs book?
There is part of me that wants to be a cowgirl. Could there be a cowgirl in my future? You know, I never know what character is going to come and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, tell my story. So maybe the next one will have boots.
The book is called Goldberg Variations. It's the latest novel by the author Susan Isaacs. Thanks so much for talking with us, Susan.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.